The band's, a lot of people think the band is relatively new on the scene. I mean, but you guys have been rocking out for a while. I mean, you got your whole journey in your mom's minivan and whatnot. You've kind of, you know, paid your dues. How does it feel to start to see all this, you know, begin to come together with this tour?
Man, you know, you've done your research, huh? it's very empowering feeling, man. It's really, when we look back on where we've come from, you know, to where we are now, and you know, to be playing in towns that we've never played in before, and having entire audiences sing back, you know, lyrics and know the songs, and like yourself, know the story and the journey that, you know, my brother and I have been on, you know, trying to get this band off the ground. It's very surreal, man. And it's sometimes hard to really process that it's actually happening. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So our biggest thing is we want to make our mom and dad proud, and we want to do right by them. So it's man. So far, so good, dude. And we're hoping we can keep the momentum growing.
Do you guys plan on, you know, giving mom a new minivan anytime soon?
That is actually in the works, man. That's part of the 5-year plan, man. So,
nice.
So we're gonna get our minivan with like gold rims and like DVD player, plush leather seats or something.
Very nice. Oh, let's discuss your voice a little bit. I mean, the first time I heard the album, it's like you always want to say, oh, this guy sounds like that, or this band sounds like this, but it's really hard to kind of put, you know, a name to your voice. I mean, who are your influences, and is that range natural for you?
Thank you, man. That's a compliment of the highest order. I guess I've always kind of had a big mouth, I guess. I guess the range, as far as like physically, it is demanding. I work out very, intensely almost every day on the road to try and, like, you know, hit those notes. But you know, fortunately, my genetic makeup or something, whatever you want to call it, it allows me to get up into that range. And I've recently just, you know, never had any voice lessons. Last year, while we were recording the album, I took two voice lessons with a guy named Roger Love. So I do a very regimented vocal warm up every day. But as far as like vocalists go, I'm a huge fan of Stone Temple Pilots, and I always loved what Scott Weiland would do in both the higher registers and the lower registers. And he had like this really cool, kind of sexy grit to his voice, you know, and
mm-hmm.
He's a big influence on me as far as like vocal styling goes. I learned how to sing, you know, many of their songs, you know, when I first started playing guitar, I were FCT songs, and then also on that same tip, I learned a lot of Alice in Chains songs, so I was singing a lot of the stuff that Lane Staley was doing. That means a lot to me that you think I have a very unique voice. That's a huge compliment.